And John, what about the animals that you've encountered there? If you spent time as a park ranger, you certainly had plenty of opportunities to encounter the wildlife. Any particular special sightings, experiences that stay with your heart?
Yeah, wolves, I think, are the I think almost everybody finds wolves really fascinating, and they're nothing to be afraid of. I mean, there's been maybe one or two examples in all of North America over hundreds and hundreds of years of anybody being killed by a wolf. So they're nothing to be afraid of, but they're just a fascinating predator. And one time when we first were in Quetzal, we heard rumors that people were hearing wolves a lot over on the western side of the lake. So I paddled over there and went walking on what a real old logging road. Parts, about half of Quetzal has been logged. So this was an old logging road, but you could still make it out and walk down it. And as I was going down, I saw three wolves that were running, you know, jogging fairly slowly towards me. They saw me at the same time I saw them, and they spun around and were gone. And I thought, well, that was neat, but that's the end of that. And then I remembered being a kid, taking a piece of grass and having my father or somebody tell me, if you blow on the grass, that it makes this kind of weird, high-pitched sound that sounds like an animal dying that will attract predators. So I crouched behind a boulder and tried it. Almost, believe it or not, about 2 or 3 minutes later, out came trotting from behind some jack pine came a wolf, and he jumped up in a log onto a log about 50 feet from me, and I was able to take a couple of pictures. The shutter clicked. The wolf looked over and you could just see his eyes got big, and he literally fell off the log. I mean, wolves are very afraid of humans, for good reason, are afraid of humans, and then he was gone. But that was interesting, to be that close to a predator and having him at least for a split second, or maybe 2 or 3 seconds, being unaware that I was there. So later when I told people this story, they always have the same reply: it must have been a very young, immature, not very wary wolf. And I'm sure that's the case. But nevertheless, it was exciting. And then other times I've also seen wolves, but usually at more of a distance. And one time when I was doing an archaeological survey, we were paddling along the lake. The guy from Lac La Croix who I was with just silently kind of pointed up on a hillside, and we just paddled along. And I looked and looked, and I couldn't see anything. And all of a sudden, I saw a little bit of a movement, and there was a wolf there that was nursing a young one. And then he saw, or she saw me, and then stood up, and then the young stopped nursing, and they trotted off. So that was a very brief exposure where I saw this wolf nursing a young, but that also was very exciting. And almost every moose encounter is, you know, paddling up a creek and coming around a corner and having a huge bull moose standing in the creek eating is just amazing. Your immediate reflex is almost always to jam on the brakes and start to paddle backwards.